Thelma said getting whipped back deep. See, the sweater got down in the
water. I was sitting back in the back of the boat, and my breeches were getting wet, so I realized the boat was filling up.
I'm getting wet back here.
So I told her, I said, stand up. The boat's sinking. And she stood up,
and
water come up, and she just had her nose and eyes out of the water.
And had on her boots. I don't believe it. I guess I was drowned. Oh, you can't swim in boots, can you?
I don't believe so, ma'am.
Well, anyway.
Well, I dragged her out of that ship.
Why didn't you tell me this boat was sinking?
And I was already wet, then I waved back out to the Lindy Pond and got a sack full of frogs.
You didn't tell me because you didn't want to frighten me.
Yeah.
Well, you still haven't found out anything about. Are you still running that thing?
Yeah, it's still going.
Oh, no, I thought you cut off.
Yeah. Well, what other kind of frogs did you have here, sir? You
frogs?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have anything but just one kind of frog.
Bullfrogs?
Bullfrogs, huh?
You got those little kind of frogs that.
Oh, we got them here,
oh,
yeah.
Tree frogs,
little, yeah. Yeah, we got little tree frogs and spring frogs and frogs whose mouths swell up as big as a balloon and cork and. You've got a lot of all kind of frogs like
but
that.
But not many.
We don't have any bulls. Nobody ever hunts them.
Yeah.
They just out there.
What about that kind of frog that'll if you touch it, it'll give you warts?
Oh, well, that's just.
That's a mistake.
That's just superstition.
You don't have that kind of
no,
frog?
No. That's just
a superstition.
One of these old families that is.
Yeah. You got that frog you'll find around the garden sometimes?
They're just little common toads.
A lot of them.
We've got a lot of toads around here.
Yeah.
Now those are the kind that's supposed to give you warts.
Yeah, that's one I thought.
Just little toads, and they got plenty of them.
That's just
one of the old superstitious things that's going around that people believe that.
Nothing to that. But I got one grandson wouldn't be anything but a wart if it were true.
What about we were talking about, can you tell me about some of the bodies of water around here? Or,
tell me about Moon Lake.
You got Moon Lake, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Mississippi over there. You got any other kind of rivers or small, you know, anything small?
No, the closest river out here would be Coldwater River.
Sunflower.
There's Sunflower River that runs right in front of Clarksdale.
Yes.
Well, that comes out of Clarksdale and comes on up this way and branches off and goes over around Maniata, Oklahoma. It's called Mill Creek out there. Goes right through our place.
Mm-hmm.
And then another branch of it branches across over here and comes into Friars Point, and the entrance of the mouth of Sunflower River was right here on the levee.
Yeah.
Where it went into the Mississippi River.
What do you call that place where a river might, two parts of the river would come together then, a branch?
I don't know. It's got a junction where they meet.
Yeah.
Now down in Greenwood, you've got three rivers that come together right there just north of Greenwood.
Oh, I see. Well, then you say two of these things come together to form the Coldwater?
Mm-hmm.
Two
mm-hmm.
What? Two?
Oh, a bunch of these little creeks and things, all come, little bios and creeks all run together, and that forms the Coldwater River.
I see.
Now, Coldwater River starts up here at Arca Butler Dam. Now, they let that water come out just so much each year.
Yeah.
But now, what they've done, though, lately, in the last 10 or 15 years, they've made Moon Lake into a reservoir. That's not a lake anymore.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they turn that water loose at Arca Butler Dam and the Mississippi River's up, Moon Lake gets so full it overflows the banks up that Moon Lake and gets into some of the clubhouses.
Huh. I've seen that dam up there, Arca Butler, and I've seen the one that's across the Tallahatchie, too. Woo,
mm-hmm.
Those are big.
Yep, they're big ones.
Yeah, big.
If that dam over at Sardis ever breaks, well, it'll flood, it'll wipe Batesville off the map.
Sardis, yeah, that's it, Sardis. It'll wipe what?
Batesville. See, Batesville is down south of the dam. Sardis is up north of the dam.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I went through Sardis.
Mm-hmm.
Came through off through Sardis. Oops, excuse me.
Yeah, Sardis is on, if the dam would break, it wouldn't bother Sardis. But it would rush down on Batesville.
Yes.